News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hunter Biden's been convicted of all three felony charges related to his 2018 gun purchase when prosecutors argued he lied on a mandatory form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Sagar Magani has his reaction.
After the verdict, he hugged his lawyers, kissed his wife, and held hands with First Lady Jill Biden as they left the courthouse. In a written statement, Hunter Biden says he's disappointed but grateful for support from his family and friends. His lawyer says they will pursue all legal challenges available.
President Biden said in a statement he will accept the outcome and continue to respect the judicial process. Later, he spoke to gun control advocates.
We need you to overcome the unrelenting opposition of the gun lobby, gun manufacturers, so many politicians when they oppose common sense gun legislation.
The Trump Organization says former President Trump is not the holder of liquor licenses at his three New Jersey golf clubs.
The statement was in response to an inquiry by the New Jersey Attorney General's office into whether Trump's convictions in a New York case might affect those licenses. The company says Trump is not an officer or director of any entity that holds a liquor license in New Jersey or anywhere else in the U.S. A statement on the company's website says that when Trump was sworn in as the 45th president in January 2017, he turned over management of the Trump Organization to his eldest sons, Donald Jr. and Eric. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Officials tell AP the U.S. will send Ukraine another Patriot missile system, answering Kyiv's calls for more air defenses in the face of an intense Russian assault on the northeastern Kharkiv region. Hamas says it's given mediators its reply to the U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, but it is seeking amendments. Hamas officials have expressed wariness over whether Israel would implement its terms, particularly provisions for a permanent end to fighting and a full withdrawal from Gaza. This is AP News. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow night in Dallas. The Celtics up 2-1. Mike Reeves has the latest from the NHL.
The Panthers now lead the Stanley Cup Final 2-0 after defeating the Oilers 4-1 in Florida. Evan Rodriguez scored twice in the third period to snap a 1-1 tie and propel the Panthers to victory.
Special. Trying to embrace it, trying to stay in the moment. It's two big wins for our team, and I think we've already turned the page and we're getting ready for game 3.
Edmonton center Connor McDavid.
It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult. And I'm excited to see what our group's made of. I'm excited to see our group come together. I'm excited to see us fight through adversity, and looking forward to people doubting us again.
Game 3 is Thursday in Edmonton. I'm Mike Reeves.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.